Good morning. I want to go back. We're holding in the Chayyadim, Chalchav Dalad, Simon Vav, to a point that he said in the parentheses, which we did not explain well. He says in the parentheses, "Venirali dim hiskel rav lehoshia mechal kelchayim ein tzarich lachser." Misayim abrocha chazul rosh atfilo. So the if a person said Mashi Baruchu Morad Goshem, he said Geshem in the summertime when he's not supposed to. So how do you correct that? So what way do we take away what you said? You said something, it's there. So we could argue that there's no way to take it back. And the only way you can do is by starting davening over again. So this way, even though in this first tefillah that you said something inappropriate. In the second tefillah that you said, you said everything correctly. So that's not the halacha. You don't have to go back to the beginning of davening. Where do you have to go back to? You have to go back to Rosh HaBracha. So Rosh HaBracha is along the same lines, that I can't take back what I said, but I can just do the whole thing over again. So the first time I said this bracha, I said something inappropriate, something which is not a praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu this time of year. But I said the bracha a second time, and the second time that I said it, I said everything appropriately. But let's say I want to go back and I want to, quote-unquote, correct it by restating that phrase without these words. So is that effective or not? In other words, so the bracha starts at Togi Rolam Hashem Mechayim Misim Alto Rav L'Hashia, and in the summer you would say Mechalkel Chayim Bechesed. So you go Rav L'Hashia Mechalkel Chayim Bechesed. This person inappropriately added in the words Mashi Baruch Hamored Goshen. So he says, no problem. I'll say again Rav L'Hashia Mechalkel Chayim Bechesed. This time leaving it out. So does that fix it or not? So I understand if you go back to the Togi Rolam Hashem, you go back to the beginning of the paragraph, and you say it again with the right words, that it's not, you're not fixing it. You're saying whatever you did was actually unfixable, but you have to start over again, at this time getting it right. But if I want to say the phrase Rav L'Hashia Mechal Kel Chayim Bechesed and leave out the words Mashi Baruch Hamored Goshem, what I'm trying to do is to correct what I've done wrong. So does that work? So there's an argument that doesn't work. Once you said something inappropriate, you can't really correct it. It's there. It was said wrong. What you can do is start over again. So the Chayyadim disagrees with that. The Chayyadim says that your person could correct it, and he will talk about this more later on when we get to the ninth bracha of Berachas Hashanim, and mentioning Saint Talamot in the summer, when again a person should not do so. And how do you take that back? But over here he just throws it in one sentence. He says that I think that im hischa rav l'shia mechal kel chayim, he didn't go back to the beginning of the bracha atogibor l'olam Hashem achayim esim, which is what he said you're supposed to do. V'mamar merad agashem yachzav l'atogibor. If a person said merad agashem, he has to start over again. But he says, but if you didn't do that, but he said just the words rav l'shia mechal kel chayim, which means he, as it were, corrected what he said wrong, that also works. Now, later on the Chayyadim is going to discuss, is that does that only work if he does a Tekhle Dibur? So Tekhle Dibur, we understand that a person can retract what he said. A person does a Kenyan, Tekhle Dibur, he takes it back. So we say, you know what? It's he retracted. So over here also that's true. And there's those who argue even that Tekhle Dibur doesn't work. He says, no, Tekhle Dibur works. But not only does Tekhle Dibur work, but if even if it's not Tekhle Dibur, if you go back and you rephrase the sentence, so that will work at least in the Bidiyavit situation. So preferably a person should go back to Togibor. If a person did not do so, he went back to Rav L'Hashia and he said Rav L'Hashia, that will also work. However, if he finished the whole bracha, so now he can't go back to Rav L'Hashia. The bracha was clearly said incorrectly. You embedded in this bracha the wrong statement. So going back is from Rav L'Hashia will not be sufficient. You can't correct the bracha because the bracha was done already. What can you do? So what do you do in that situation? Do you go back to the bracha again? So we will see that when it comes to issues in the middle brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, each bracha stands by itself. And you would go back to the beginning of that bracha. But when it comes to the first three brachas, they function as one unit. So once he finished the bracha of Mechayei HaMeisim, and basically set it in stone that it was done, set it appropriately, so it means the first two brachos were not said properly, he has to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. He cannot just go back to Atah Gibor. So while he's in the bracha, he goes back to Atah Gibor, because you can still correct the bracha, as it were, but either you didn't finish it yet, so you can re-say it. Or you could actually even correct it while you're saying it. Once you finish the bracha, the only solution in the first three brachas is to go back to the beginning. So similarly, a person says HaMelech HaKadosh, instead of saying HaMelech HaKadosh, he says HaKel HaKadosh, when he's supposed to say HaMelech HaKadosh. So he goes back, not to Atah Kadosh, but he goes back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. So that's what's included in that sentence, which we skipped. Bez Hashem, we will finish off this siman, hopefully, in the next year. Have a good day.